let's call this meeting to order with roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Buffo?
Here.
Perry? King?
Yes.
Robbins? Stuber?
Here.
Have you joined us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing, if you would like, as we pray. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to come here once again as a body and to work on and take care of this village. Lord, we ask you to guide our thoughts and our actions as we determine the next steps, the best steps for this community as a whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Comments. Can we have a sheet out there?
There's no sheet.
There's no sheet. We have no public comments. Do you guys want to talk?
I do have. I don't know if it's a comment. I guess it's a lot of questions and just sort of.
This is the perfect time.
Okay.
Well,
good.
If you would like to step up, or you can sit down up here, because so that speaker can pick you up.
Okay.
And then just tell us your name, and I guess she's already got it written down.
Yes. So my name's Dana Temple. I live at 507 North Condon.
Okay.
And on Saturday, I got my water bill, which was $350. So obviously, lots of concern. Mm-hmm. So I called Brandy first thing Monday morning just to say, obviously, something's wrong. I'm sorry. I'm just really stressed out. So she sent somebody out to do a report. And there's lots of craziness from early July till now. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. My husband's at home tearing toilets apart right now. We think one toilet might have a super minor leak, but otherwise we can't find a thing. So Brandy told me this morning, I actually stopped in before work to just say, like, I don't know what else to do because there's nothing with the sump pumps. No hoses got left on. We haven't watered. Like, I have no idea what could be the cause. She said that we just kind of had to fix what we thought the toilet, that the toilet is not an uncommon thing to run up this kind of water. And that we would have to just wait, and that we really couldn't do a lot to resolve it until it was a closed case kind of thing. So I guess I'm here tonight, one, to ask what the process would be or if it's even a possibility to have forgiveness. Obviously, $350 is a huge water bill. I know it's not the village's fault anymore. Or maybe, I don't know actually whose fault it is because we don't know what it is. And second, like, what could a better plan of action be? I can't afford to wait a whole other month and potentially get another $350 bill if I find out it's not the small leak in the one toilet. That seems like, I don't know. I don't know anything about water systems. I don't know anything about any of this stuff. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out some answers, like, could it potentially be the meter? Or is there anybody else who can help us get to the bottom of what else it could possibly be? I don't know, I guess, what next steps are, but I know what I can't do is I can't wait a whole nother month to wait and just see what happens. I can't afford another bill like this.
Matt, did you check her meter?
I did. I ran the report.
Okay.
Up to yesterday.
Yeah.
There were some abnormal readings, which we've seen before, and that which would. It looked like a toilet issue to me, just by what I'd seen in the past with those reports. You know, it'll be a high reading and it'll be back to normal. There'll be a high reading and it's back to normal. Because I did every 6 hour increment, so you got 4 readings per day.
I mean, one day. Like on July 6th, which I was actually out of town from the 4th through the 8th, so hardly anybody was even home because my kids were with family, but there's one day where there's like thousands, 9,000 gallons of gas. Like, could a small toilet leak really produce that in like one day?
From what
I mean, that's just one day. I mean, there's lots of other very spotty things on here also, but that, like, that's one that totally stuck out to me. I was like, holy smokes. Like, that's just from 3:05 to 9 o'clock at night that it supposedly had that many thousands of usage. Like, I don't know. Like, this one right here alone was just, like, alarming. And then nothing, and then nothing, right? And then again, and then it starts back up and gets spotty again, like 400, 500, 600, 800, right. Like, but like, it just feels like if it was a toilet, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I've never had a toilet leak. Maybe this is, you look at this stuff, obviously, you would know, but.
Right, and we've had, you know, 2,500 gallons.
I mean, we watered actually just this Saturday for the very first time all summer. We did a bunch of yard work, and the sprinkler ran for about 8 hours, and that's 1,350. You know what I mean? So I'm just thinking, like, how thousands in 5 hours? Like, is that possible? I don't know.
We've seen weird things like that.
So, I mean, I guess I don't know what my options are. Like, obviously, my husband's fixing the toilet as we speak at the moment. When I leave here, I'm going to buy a new sump pump, even though we're confident it has nothing to do with that. We have been in our house for 10 years. We have a water backup, and he's like, I've tested all this. I know this isn't it, but it is 10 years old, and that's the life expectancy, so I'm just going to replace it to try to eliminate every single possibility. We haven't had rain in weeks, so we know that's not it. So the toilet is the only thing that we know could possibly be. I don't know what else it could possibly be.
Right. Because, like you said, you know, you've got, you know, 10, 20, 10, 70, 80, and then you've
right.
got 520 gallons. So, but like I said, you know, that to me kind of shows a slow toilet.
Right.
Now,
that
the,
maybe.
The
but this?
Numbers, yeah.
And that's, like, there are some other, like, really big.
The one
but nothing like this one day in 5 hours.
Was a bit similar to that, the flush valve was stuck open. So the flapper at the bottom of the tank was open. That's when I seen high numbers like that. And if, like I said, it was like 7,500 gallons in 3 days. So, I mean, it can get high quick.
Okay.
And nobody left your outside spigots on because we've had that happen a couple times in town.
No,
too.
And we were even saying, like, even if that had, I mean, obviously, could that happen? You don't know about it. I mean, I think it could, right? But,
make a big
I mean, we would know. We would see puddles in the yard. Like, you would, I think that would be a pretty easy thing to identify. Pretty, I mean, it's been pretty dry for quite a while. So,
correct.
I think that would be easy to spot. I really don't think that's the case. And I don't know what else would be related to the house or something that we have control over.
I mean, we can keep an eye on it. I mean, Matt can't go there every day.
Right.
Because he's got other things to do, but we can check it periodically just to make sure it's fixed.
Okay.
And you're one of the few meters that you can actually run a report on. There's a lot of meters you can't even do a report like that on because they're so old.
Okay.
And it doesn't help you right now. We are replacing all of the meters in town with a little more higher tech one that Brandon can actually run the reports in the office. But that's not until, what, October, November?
I hope to have some, hopefully, into this month.
So, I mean, we're talking months down the road.
Sure.
So, because we do, I've been in your same predicament. We got a high water bill this month, too, and we've gotten high water bills because one of the flappers were stuck open or something along those lines. And I've got a mother-in-law that likes to water everything. And that will help in the future, but it doesn't help you right now. That's the problem.
I can check again Monday.
Okay.
Run another report for the week.
Okay.
And see how, you know, see if those high numbers have stopped, and maybe we can narrow it down then.
Okay.
The only thing the board can do, the board, is do a sewer credit, but a
and
lot of times
station.
We can always do extension. We can, if you want to.
I did a payment.
Well, we
arrangement.
Did. I mean, obviously,
okay.
I don't want to be.
Yeah, we can do a payment arrangement and all that stuff. That's easy to do, but As for credits and stuff, the only thing we can really do is a sewer credit, but we don't usually do a sewer credit if it went down the sewer. So, and there's a good possibility that it actually went down the sewer if it's a leaky toilet. I mean, you're more than welcome to fill out a sewer credit and submit it to the board and they'll vote on it.
Okay.
And, but that's kind of all we can do. The problem is, and this is, I mean, we had a couple of people with like $3,500 water bills because they had a huge leak. And the village pays for that water.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is we don't have our own wells. So we buy the water from American Water,
right,
and then we just turn around and permit sell it back to you guys. And
mm-hmm.
The water department doesn't make money at all. We charge so little for it that we don't, I mean, we can't even fix things that are right now because we have the money in it. I think this is the first year we won't pay back into it. Usually we have to take money out of the general fund to cover the water bills or cover the water expense that we buy from American Water. So that's why they don't like to give credit too much because then it's taking it away from everybody in town.
Okay.
So, but I mean, you can fill out the water credit. You've got Matt's number. We'll extend the payments out for a while and all that stuff. And we'll work with you on that. Most definitely. And we'll keep on it. I mean, it's frustrating. And that's why we're pushing the meter thing and trying to get the smart meters in.
Well, I was thinking today in my head, because I've been so distracted, I can't quit thinking about this.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, man, it just seems like with technology today, there should be
something
when somebody's water is being excessive.
There
but
is.
It would be nice if there could be a way to flag that to say, obviously, there's a problem before people get $400 water
soon.
Bills
coming
to try
soon,
to be a little more proactive.
But they,
but
it just, everything costs money.
I know,
of course. Since we don't charge enough for the water, it's hard to recoup costs out of that.
Sure.
That's why your water bill went up a little bit, because that's paying for the new meters we're putting in. I think it went up $5 a month. Is that right?
And then $5 on everyone, and then 5% on sewer.
Okay. So that's why everybody's water bills went up a little bit, because we have to pay for those new meters we're putting in, and we can't keep losing money in the water system.
Sure.
We did a rate study, and we're like the lowest of anywhere around, so. And we need to start fixing things.
Okay. Well.
Sorry, you didn't have a better solution.
Well, I mean, I guess
but
at least at the
Matt.
Bottom of it, I really, like, I appreciate at least knowing that we can do checks before another month passes.
Oh, most definitely.
To make sure that we have gotten whatever it is that's killing me.
And make sure you keep in contact with the office and keep in contact with Matt, and we'll keep on it.
Okay. Well, thank
you
for your time.
We'll keep working with you. Well, thank you for coming. Right. It's all you, Matthew.
The quote for the survey equipment, I think, will hold off. Renee had sent me some information from
Leanne from GIS.
From GIS. So we're still working with that to kind of figure something out there. So, the decals, I'm still not happy with how they kind of gave me the quotes. One is really simple. The other one, he doesn't really have it exactly how I wanted it yet. So, we can hold off on that for right now. We did get the fire hydrant at Dagny and Bourne replaced today. We used the cheaper way of two estimates. So that would be about $6,000 for that. That would be coming in for the next payment or bills. The water meter antenna install, we're kind of moving forward with that. Rob had to re-sign that agreement we had from before. The Towers dollar name was different. So we're moving forward with that now. So I just have to get that back to Jeff with Premier Cooperative, and we're good to go with that. About a week and a half ago, I ordered 400 residential size meters and about 20 or 25, I can't remember which one I said, the edge meters. So we've got some meters coming. We'll start in probably Route 4 and kind of get going with those. I don't want to start in the houses because I got to go back to these meters and switch them over. So after we get the antenna installed, then I got to go back to these and change the configuration on the meters. So at least that way we can get the meters going and get some in the ground. We'll read, we can read those with a tablet or a smartphone and kind of go that way. So
probably save the house meters anyway for when it gets colder.
Right.
Go inside and not
right.
have to lay on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we need a policy on second meters. I don't think, did we ever do a policy? And so people have second meters, they're just gonna have to purchase their second
right.
meter.
How much is the second meter? How much is a single?
Here you go.
What were they? They were $300, I think. I'd have to look back. It's been so long since we've been through that portion of it. I guess. I've been calling White Roofing too for the roof here on the police station. Supposedly they got the material. They were supposed to be here last week and install it. That didn't happen, so I'll give them a call again this week and remind them again. So that's pretty much all I got. That, the decals, that was the thing I kind of wanted to work, get going, but I'll talk to the one. My guy again, kind of get a price again on that. So, but that's pretty much all I got.
So, any questions for Matt? Because he needs to take off.
Well, before 7:30.
Okay.
Why are we concerned about decals right now?
Our newest equipment doesn't have anything.
Okay.
I kind of want to get. Wayback doesn't have anything. The mini excavator doesn't, and the new loader does not. I'm not redoing everything all at once. Those pieces of equipment would be nice to say, you know, this is village equipment.
Okay, but does it need a fancy decal, or right now does it just need a Village of Tolono vinyl?
You're not going to spend much more one way or another.
How much are the decals? I never did look at this.
From
sheet.
The one, the 10-inch logos, three of them were $60, so $20 each. The two 24-inch logos for the leaf vac, those were $80. I was going to get sets of numbers, that was $40. And then a window graphic for the PD door would be $80. So I'm only talking $260 for that. The numbers I want to do is so I can keep track of each individual piece of equipment, how much it's costing us. That way I can, hey, this thing has cost us $500 this year, this thing cost us $5,000 this year.
But do we have multiples of any one piece of equipment that you would need individual numbers?
Trucks.
License plate numbers. It's all got separate license plate numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you go to the, if you're doing fuel and stuff, you're not going to punch the tire.
The
license plate.
What did you guys use for numbers on your cars?
Basically, the years of the cars. So, like, as a 17 or a 14 or
okay.
16.
But you have numbers on the outside.
Yeah, we have
actual
decals on the vehicles.
But did you, where did you get those, you know?
They came with the striping.
Yeah,
oh, did they come with the striping?
Yeah.
In the past, past we have used, like the decals you put on your mailbox, but those don't work very well.
They don't work. They come off. I won't suggest that.
They don't look very good either.
And I'm all about making our equipment look better.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is this budget is tight. And I know it's only $260, but it's $260 that we could switch to something else.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
If
which
you
is
need
frustrating.
A $260 tool, I'd be more willing to spend that than on decals right now, because the only pieces of equipment like that that should be roaming around this town on the roads, doing stuff on the roads, is stuff that we either own or we've had come in to assist us. So people know it's Village of Tolono. It's Village of Tolono work or it's Village of Tolono equipment. So.
Well, but like the new loader, that hasn't been out. We haven't had that long. So, you know, it'd be nice to have it on there now before it's all scratched up.
But then it's going to get scratched up and beat up.
Right.
And then it's basically like money, especially on the heavy machinery. It's kind of like money down the drain because of where this machinery has to go, what it has to do.
Yeah.
You're just going to beat it up anyway. So why spend the money to beat it up? I agree with Rob, and I agree with you about making our equipment look nice.
Yeah.
But maybe we just do that in upkeep instead of in plastering a logo on it.
You're talking $20 a logo.
But $260 is a tool.
Right. Well, that's not all my, you know, $80 that would be from the police department too. So.
But did they say they wanted it?
I would like to have something other than a piece of paper with phone numbers taped to the door.
Oh, for that?
Basically, to have a logo, to have it look nice, and
so
the numbers so maybe you can see them from the street, as opposed to have to get up right here to call.
So have we seen what these are going to look like? Cause I
they
was,
get passed around last meeting.
Okay, I was
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in New York City.
Designs, so.
Okay. So, with this, what else would there be?
Phone numbers.
Daily.
Okay. I didn't know if you had time. So these have.
Would this be on one of the windows or actually on the door?
I would like the front door with being in the center. Just have something more visible, something people can see.
Which that actually kind of makes sense.
This high vis yellow.
That is John Deere yellow, so we can just put that right on there. We don't have to peel all the little white spots out on the train and everything like that. So it can go right on there and it's done. So.
I mean, I like the logos. I really do. And I want to get them. Trying to cut like little things here and there, it's frustrating.
And it's fun. Like I said, this was something that it can happen now, it can happen later.
But you're not quite happy with them though, right? You're still working on
the police one, no, I'm not. The other one, it's close enough for everything we need right now, so. And once they have it, you know, it's like, hey, now I need, you know, 8 more of these for the trucks down the road.
Did you just say this was close enough?
Well, I would rather have the yellow throughout the train instead of a white background. You know what I'm saying? But that's from one of the companies. I had two companies give me numbers, so I don't know what the other one is looks like yet. So
you're telling me that this is the same price as just the straight line Village of Tolono?
Don't know.
I would bet that having them put on just a Village of Tolono text is going to be less expensive than them setting this up to print.
Like I said, it's a one-time deal and it's good to go. That's kind of the logo we're trying to move forward with, so. Like I said, we don't have to do this right now.
I say we table it for right now. I mean, I like the logos and I like the idea of it a lot. Because I think I completely agree with you that our equipment needs to be marked and have Village of Tolono on it.
Right.
But, I mean, it's ultimately up to you guys. If you guys want to vote on it, if you guys want to bring it up for vote, it's completely up to you.
Well, I think Matt said he wanted to wait on it anyway because
yeah.
he was doing some more
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's
so.
True. So it, we can table it today anyway.
I was merely asking because I didn't see him last meeting.
And it seems petty that we're arguing over $260.
Like I said,
but
it's
gonna
our budget's
lot.
Tight.
It's going to happen a lot.
I know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen for everybody. Just, so both of you guys are on, you know that it's going to be a tight year.
And like I said, I think this isn't, you know, a make or break thing here. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's not a big deal. So I was asked to look at prices on logos. That's what I did.
One other thing, too, I'm thinking about it. Can you go through the work order log, and there's probably a dozen things on here that aren't done, and just kind of make sure they weren't overlooked and stuff? Because
the one's still on the board.
Yeah, there's little things, like a water lid, that meter lid that was raised that they said something about on April 29th.
Those, we're trying to wait until we come to those. When we're changing meters out, then we'll adjust those.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of culverts on here that are, and I know you guys are getting around to those when you can too.
Yep. I try and prioritize trees, culverts, water issues, stuff like that.
There's another one on here too.
Is there another one about someone stepping in a culvert? I mean, a water meter pit, or was that just the single incident?
I don't remember.
I saw it on the work list.
And the one at 301 Phillip Drive says tree in the front yard needs cut down. I don't think we have any trees at that address that are on our property.
It's close.
Is it close?
But is it on our property?
I don't know.
I think history. I thought histories are all farther back. I mean, like you said, it could be pretty close.
If you look there in a photo, but again, you're 90-95% accurate with those. So
yeah,
I mean, it puts it pretty darn close. So I have a tree list of stuff I had the guys look at. We had several of those we can do. We just haven't got to that yet. So.
And so if you could just look through those and, I mean, maybe make it, print it out or print out the ones that aren't done, just make a note so we don't have to go through all of them. Like, hey, I'll get to this later. Or
yeah.
That way we kind of, so we have this list and it's got, you guys have done a lot of stuff. It's 27 pages. So
right.
Single lines.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of stuff.
And then that way it kind of gives us an update so we're not going through this huge list going, well, why is this done? And
yeah.
And then it's an easy answer from you saying,
right.
Well, this because it's on this list to do when we get to this neighborhood. Or,
right.
And it makes our life, makes my life easier.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
I talked to Matt about this before the meeting started, but
okay.
I appreciate that he and somebody else on his team.
Jeff.
Okay. Got a compliment from a village resident that
mm-hmm.
they came out on a Sunday and took care of something. And that's a big deal, and that's really nice to receive that. So thank you for doing that.
That was a really, really nice email, too, they sent out.
Yeah.
And it sounded like it was a really big mess.
There are probably about 10 manholes backed up. So.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Did you discover what was doing it at all?
blockage in the line. We jetted it out. Everything drained out. We checked the next morning. Everything's fine. So.
Nice.
Good job.
Apparently, he did figure out what it was, though.
something in there, but that was gonna go after that. So.
Perfect. I really, really appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice to see.
It's nice when we get good reports like that too.
Right.
I know you guys do a ton of stuff, but it's kind of nice when someone calls in and says you did it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Right.
Think
run while you can.
Yeah, run quick.
I don't have to figure it out until 7:30.
Okay.
Here.
I know the meetings are riveting and all. Justin, it's all you.
Lost to watch TV. I don't have much. Hopefully we'll get, I say we, Dan, we'll finish up the background investigation this week.
Okay.
And I spoke with the guy from Midwest Public Safety with the cameras. He stopped in today just to see what was going on, if we were still going to go forward with cameras. He was going to
That's the body cams and stuff.
Refresh the quotes since things have probably changed.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
From the last time, so he's going to get that done and get that to me. Not sure when. I didn't even know if we are going to go ahead with that or not. I told him I didn't know, but didn't know exactly where we stood on that with the current situation. Other than that, that's about it.
Any questions?
We did get two thank you
anything
cards.
You need that. Oh, you got two thank you cards.
But one was from Colorado and the other was from Maine. They were just things to send out, people send out to random police departments to thank for what we're doing. But we did get
awesome.
Nice.
Something
perfect.
Positive. But really, that's other than that, we're filling the shifts that we can and doing the best we can.
Perfect.
Hopefully, the next meeting we'll have names to approve for hire.
Okay.
So.
Awesome.
That would be great.
That would be nice. All right. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Treasures.
I put the preliminary audit information in the packets this afternoon. Bank statements are in there. Bank recs are in there. Nothing out of the ordinary.
They're passworded. We
yeah.
couldn't open them.
Password is in the top of the email. Oh, never mind.
We don't have the
email.
Email.
Yeah.
Never mind. That was stupid. I even said that. Because the email came to me and Brandy.
3885. It's all right. Remember with them. But they sent those for you guys to look over. They're hoping to be done with the final audit report and be here at the next meeting to go over everything.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
Yeah, but please look over the audit reports, and if you have any questions at all, you can actually shoot Nate an email. With, it's Nate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot Nate an email, and then, or have questions ready for them when they come. I hate when they come to present and nobody has any questions for them, because we do spend a lot of money on the audit. Okay. Perfect. Everybody have a chance to go over the bills.
3886.
3885.
Make a motion to pay bills as presented.
I'll second.
And roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Bucko?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Sewer credits.
Vicky.
Include the
yeah.
bill for the one in there.
So, yeah, it looks like Russell's got the stuff we asked for.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, make a motion to approve a sewer credit for 117 East Daggy in the amount of...
$916.80.
Thank you. Mine just closed down.
So I need a second.
I'll second it.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Is that the only extension?
No, there was another one in there.
The one for Melissa Court's not, we don't have the an actual
right
thing, so we can don't do anything on it. But you're correct with your email.
Oh, you put the building permits in here too. Perfect.
Yeah, Ryan asked for that to be put in.
Yeah. Is that hard to do? Okay.
It's just a spreadsheet. I like the work orders.
Perfect.
Actually,
all right, so
I actually had a question about building permits, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Go for it.
Hold on, I wrote it down.
Regular session minutes? We'll come back to you.
That's fine.
Anybody have any questions about regular session on July 16th, 2019?
So approve regular session minutes on July 16th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Now, executive session minutes for July 2nd and July 16th.
Yeah, we talked about it, but that wasn't what we ended up doing,
right.
So.
There was
correct
discussion.
I think I told Joe 15. She said minimal, but.
Okay.
I think I.
Are we talking
Price
about the fourth
14.
Paragraph?
Yeah, not a consensus, but
okay.
A discussion.
You have a discussion about executive session minutes?
Yeah.
Do we need to go to executive session and discuss the executive
we
session minutes?
Could. Discuss, do we, is that where we
your,
just talk about
her amendment makes sense right there.
Oh, actually.
Like if this was discussion.
Okay.
Not consensus.
Okay.
Because we didn't.
Okay.
So I don't know if we can vote on it that way or if we have
so
to
you're
vote
changing
next time.
Discussion, consensus from to discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the yellow ones. Everybody.
It was definitely not consensus.
Is everybody okay with that?
Do we all remember that?
That is definitely true.
But I'll make a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes for July 16th, 2019.
Okay, a second?
A second. I don't have to be here to second.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
And the July 2nd, with you want to make that motion with your change?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the July 2nd executive session minutes with a verbiage change of the word consensus to discussion on the fourth paragraph sentence.
Okay. And a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, moving along. Your question. Did you find it?
Yes. Someone asked me this weekend, who, and I'm so glad you're actually still here, who inspects sewer lines in new construction before they are covered up to make sure that they are adequate?
I do.
Okay. And do we also inspect during the building process or only if there is a complaint? During I know
inspector.
I know we have building permits and they tell us what they want to build. How do we know that they actually do that is what this person asked me.
We've ran into that before, and I think what do we decide on, like the one in that they built a different porch, what do we, how do we decide to deal with that?
That one, they call it an accessory structure. It wasn't an accessory structure. It was
think Ryan.
I don't know the best way to do that.
Best way to. Ryan, the one dealt with all of that, right?
Yeah, Ryan did deal with that, and because homeowners got involved. I think on a lot of those, we don't have an inspector.
Right.
Matt does kind of look at the sewer lines, but he's not a plumber, and he's not.
I look to make sure that they are connected to our sewer correctly. That's it.
And then.
I wouldn't expect more than that from a non-plumber.
Right.
Right.
And I think on some of the other ones, because of the one of the porch thing, on some of the bigger things,
mm-hmm.
Matt drives by, but to kind of double check on them. And then we've been working on the building permits a little bit too, because we had some stuff that, well, Matt's been working on. I've been out there with you. But Matt's been looking, running through them and having... And we had Summer, before she left, going through making sure there was building permits, where they were,
mm-hmm.
and kind of doing some work like that.
And I had several of those that she checked that did not come good. They had permits. She said they did. So
okay.
It made us look bad on our end.
So I mean, that's just record keeping.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't being kept well the last time, that's...
Well, it wasn't that. Because Brandy looked them up.
Found
it. So.
Yeah.
And that happened two to three times.
Two or three.
Yeah.
All right. But now we're getting in the board packet too, which I like a lot. So. But since we don't really have an inspector,
right.
I mean, Matt does what he can to double check on him. Especially since we got burned. So.
Well, and I'm not licensed to inspect structure. I'm not licensed to inspect foundations. I'm not licensed to inspect plumbing. I'm not licensed to inspect electrical.
We've kind of gone
so.
From what it was, where we were almost too involved.
Yeah.
To be
to now it's
not involved enough. We
yeah.
need like a middle.
We need
ground.
To find that middle ground again.
And I don't know what that is. Do we hire an inspector?
Well, I'd almost put that on our building group.
We could do that. We could actually.
Because I mean,
that.
I'm going to guess there's going to be some kind of policy or ordinance on being rewritten on inspections.
Because I think I really do.
At least
think
I hope so.
The building and I can't really call the
zoning
building inspector because he really doesn't inspect buildings, but the guy that does the permits should be an ad hoc member of that board. So then he kind of reports to them somewhat.
Except that, because if the building inspector denies something, the next
is
to well,
that
is
board.
To go
yeah.
That's
that
why
board.
I said ad hoc member. He's not an actual voting member of it, but he
ex
should attend.
Ex officio?
Yeah, he should attend their meetings. He should, like you guys attend this meeting, he should attend their meetings. Should be accountable.
Yeah, I'd like to see which. They should be coming up. This end of this year on their policies, right? On
yeah, they're getting
yeah,
close.
They're almost done.
They got a meeting next month, or next, well, right before our next board meeting.
And that's the last one? Or?
I don't know. I just talked to Wade Monday. A little bit about it. But they're getting
yeah,
close.
I'd say about as soon as they get done with regarding ordinances, now we put them on finding us a building inspector or two.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that because there's provisions within the ordinance to pay the building inspector.
Mm-hmm.
They're paid per permit. The only issue is that's money that was going just back into our general fund. But we need the body, and Matt needs the time, so I'll give him a little more time to do other things.
And we need to make sure that if we're going to have zoning ordinances and building codes that we have someone who can enforce those.
Yep. Cool. All right. Any old business? I don't have anything on here at all. Can anybody think of anything? New business. Discussion approval of the... Summer's time off. Did you...
I'll make a motion to approve the time off for the village employee as maternity leave as requested in her July 17th email.
Cool.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, perfect. Oh, the rave policy. Any questions about the rave policy?
What just rave policy?
It's just in your board packet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
I'd email back to Mark and Paige with some suggestions too.
So you still have changes on it?
No, he didn't put any changes since he wasn't going to be here.
Okay. I've got some changes I have to mess
okay,
with.
Well,
but we need to figure out, because I'd like the fee to be included in that as well.
That was
okay.
One of the things I put on.
Let's table this until the next meeting when Mark is here.
But we still need to discuss the fee that we want.
Oh, yeah.
Just
what fee do you want? Because I don't, I've got a couple people interested in it. Well, churches. We were just offering it to churches.
But why are we just offering it to churches?
To see how it works first. And then we'll go out a little bit further than that. This is just kind of a trial run. Let's figure out a fee. Offer to them first, and plus we have a part-time IT person that's going to have to set them up with accounts. So as we roll this out, it's going to be slow.
So I put on the post this morning that if you have interest, email me and
mm-hmm.
keep you guys in mind.
So that's why we're doing it slow, and that's what I made. If you have
that's fine. I was just thinking, what about adding the library to that first group, if you added someone?
Have they expressed interest?
I don't know. Have the churches all expressed interest?
We haven't got a policy yet, nor have we really pushed it out.
Right.
I know one church that is interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
our church is interested.
So there's two churches.
The park was interested. I've got groups for the park if someone signs up. But until
I noticed that.
We have stuff situated in such a way, it won't really be utilized yet.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's why. I mean, we can make that decision if he has more people come in and we have the fee structured, then we can
mm-hmm.
do it. But we're just doing priority to the churches first and kind
that's
of fun. Slow. Do it slow. So, plus we're working out the bugs, too.
It's
so, yeah.
$20 a month?
I thought we were thinking about just a flat fee of $100 a year or something like that. But
yeah, I like to 100, 150.
Yeah, because
I'm kind of leaning towards the 150 side, but
yeah, I think a yearly fee is better than a monthly fee, just because it's easier billing.
Definitely.
And I would like to get it eventually once we get it rolled out, then it's August 1st. Every year they get billed, kind of like we did with liquor licenses.
Mm-hmm.
So that way Brandy can put a thing on her calendar that on August 1st, these bills are July 1st, I have to send out the invoices or something. I mean, however we want to do it. And then you have to pay by August 1st or... And I mean, we can even do some kind of prorated thing too.
Well, how much setup are you gonna have to do?
For my part right now, it's basically creating a list on the back end. We're working out what it's gonna be like importing users. What it's looking like right now is I'll have a file that we put all the information in, specify what groups they're gonna be a member of. And that just syncs up to the Rave server.
What about with other people? Like
training them?
What about another church comes in and says, I want to do this? Do you have to do all that for them too?
So it'd be a create whatever church group they want. We can leave it private to where we have to put them in there, or public to where they can check the box online themselves. And then setting up whoever they want to be their admin. Rave has a academy, if you will, online training section. Then if you run people through that before they can start sending stuff out. I've done all their classes so far. It's not too terribly difficult. It's pretty informative.
But the church can do it all themselves. So you just have to set up the account and then walk away.
Yeah, we'd set up the account, entitle them just to their group of people, and then it's on them to send out whatever they want.
So is it a little bit more the first year for the setup time?
That's what I was thinking. It was
a little less the second year.
Say if we make it 150 and we start November, December, it's still going to be 150 with another 150 due on August 1.
Fine with that.
Kind of cover a little bit of his time, set up, headaches.
Brian, is there a limit on the number of admins we can have?
We have unlimited users, admins, and messages we can send out.
Right.
We do 240, it's $20 a month.
And I thought that might be a little more of a scare. They see that number.
What, 240?
If you did 120, it'd be $10 a month.
Oh, I'm sorry, it did. That's true.
I mean, it's a benefit for them because they have another way of contact. What's good for us is we kind of recoup some of our overhead with it. So
why don't we do 120, and we'll have it do like, when's a good time to have it do? When's a month that you are not crazy?
150 first year, 120.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Forward.
Oh, that's fine. When's a good time for you
for
to
the
have
setup charge?
Whenever you guys want to.
When are liquor licenses due?
May 1.
Fiscal year.
Yeah, I keep forgetting we're not June 30th, so. So would you rather have it May 1st, so we kind of get that money in the budget right then?
Could send out invoices when I send out liquor license invoices,
and that's,
that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
So $150 to
I like the $150 the first year, and then every year thereafter $120 if they, you know, option to cancel at any time. But if you've paid for it for that year, you're not going to get a refund for that year.
Yeah. So even if they, so you want to do, would you say May, what did you say you wanted to do?
May 1.
Do you want to prorate it?
For the first
or
year?
Like, well, no, the second year. So if they end up joining in the middle of the.
So if someone came in December or something?
Prorate it a little bit. We still charge $150 for the first year.
I think, it probably makes it a little bit cleaner for you to say our initial setup fee is X,
mm-hmm.
and our annual fee is this.
Okay.
And then you can prorate the annual fee depending on when they come in,
The
initial setup is always $30 or $50.
Yeah.
Bucks.
Right.
I think it might be worth it to see how much time this really takes. I mean, if you get a template file or something that you provide everyone and say you fill in the names and you make the check marks and give it back to me and I load it,
mm-hmm.
that feels a lot easier. But if you're having to create this every time, that feels like a lot. I don't know. So
I've got my next call with them on Thursday, and that's what we're going to kind of cover is more of the loading of people.
Okay.
We have all of the landlines in our zip code loaded in, and then we have about 75 people who have opted in through online today.
Thanks.
Can we, how much it works, the water billing system? And just clean names and numbers off that.
I talked to or emailed Brandy.
Because the whole thing brought this around was boilers, so.
Yeah. So everyone that has a number, whether it's unlisted or listed through the landline or in the system.
But landlines are going away, so.
Yeah. I talked to Brandy or emailed her. If we can get an export, I can work on that from Locus.
The only problem I have is a lot of our files are not up to date. We try calling people for stuff and phone's been disconnected or it's a wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was an old landline.
I mean, you might have to opt in to even receive those type of calls. So I would be reluctant to pull something from an outside source without. There's like some TCPA stuff that we could be running into. So I think we probably want to not do that.
There is another option if we really wanted to go forward to where, say, us, I pause. You know, we can add on to Rave. I have no idea what that costs. That's public alerting warning system. That would give you everyone, and it's basically those emergency alerts that see come across your phone. I think this is a good start for right now, at least.
Mm-hmm.
We've got fairly good adoption right now with not even been up 24 hours and we had 70 people. When we post an alert, it'll go to the village webpage. There'll be a banner at the very top of the page. Did it for the road closure we had in front of the fire station. Show up there, it'll go to, if we choose it, it'll go to all the Facebook pages. In addition to the text, call, or email, whatever the users opt in for.
Nice. What if we just, I think we're all thinking maybe the 120 a year makes sense. And would you mind just bringing us some information about how long you expect a setup to take you? So
yeah,
that we can maybe leave open the initial setup fee.
Yeah.
When we actually vote on it.
Once we get the process down, I can get an idea of what it's going to be. My opinion or thought of it right now is we'll get the user or whoever the organization is, rather. They'll have to supply us who they want their admins to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll give them the form, just like Rave gives to us for us to load our own people in. We'll give their contact person that, and they supply it back to us, and it's just letting it upload.
Okay.
Maybe
we'll take that
one. Cool. All right, cool. So we'll table that for now. Do we have any special permits?
I don't see
anything. Do you have anything for the good of the order?
Rena, how much does membership to the Champaign County GIS Consortium cost a municipality?
She was supposed to have sent that information to Matt or to Brian. Was it Brian?
They've given us a price before, and they gave us a pretty decent price because we're so small. But that was...
Let's see.
Oh, that's something I forgot to put in the board packet. Okay, we got the... Did I send this email to you? The final pay request for Kunla.
That must be what I'm holding up right here.
No, you did not.
Because there's no check for this.
Yeah, there it is. It's scanned. It's in. I didn't get in there if I didn't.
No, that was one that they sent me in the mail.
I get the same thing emailed to me.
Looks like it's $250 annually. The way I'm reading it, I can forward you guys what you sent over it. Was that digital data agreement?
What else would that get us? No.
Just
so, Grunlo sent us their final pay request, which is $2,000 is what we owe them. We don't have a check in there because I was going to open it up for discussion at this board meeting. I had Matt send me what they've done. Fertilizer and stuff. Grunlow's done nothing at all since our discussion with them. Absolutely nothing.
It's how much again? 2,000?
It's 2,000 is what we have left, I believe. My thought was I was going to deduct off the fertilizer that Matt put on there, which isn't a lot. He hasn't put a lot on there. And I'd like to deduct our guys' times off of it because our guys came and watered it. And
do we have accurate accounting of how long they spent though?
No, absolutely don't.
Because this is what I'm expecting. $2,000. If they take us to court, which might happen.
No, they've already threatened to take us
to
court.
That's but it's gonna cost us how much
in lawyer bills,
show up fees.
I agree.
And if we don't even have accurate time, say our guys were here for 15 minutes this day and 15 minutes this day and they're getting paid $30 an hour, so that's $30 that was deducted from our bill, we can't say we did that.
I agree.
I'm just trying to figure out what kind of leg we would stand on.
Other than they didn't do the job, we have pictures of it and we've showed it to them, so they never completed the work. And we have that leg to stand on, but it'd just be a mess in court and it'll cost us a fortune for the $2,000.
Yeah.
And they've already threatened that. That was what their manager came and says, well, the owners of the company, they love to take people to court and sue them for these little amounts and stuff. And he kind of threatened us with that.
Wrong.
And they're not wrong. No, they're not wrong. And We just know that we'll never suggest, we'll never recommend them to anybody. And I mean, we can just rely on that from now on. It'll go into our documentation, and we have the board meetings to back it up and the discussions with them. So, well, you can't vote on it now because it's not on the agenda, but it'll be on the agenda next meeting to vote to pay them the $2,000 and be done with it. I mean, we can still deduct.
Do we have to vote to pay them the bill? If you just tell her that, I mean, if she gets the same invoice, she writes the check, and then that's when we vote, is just to pay the bills.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
So.
True. I still want to deduct that. I mean, we're talking $100 out of there for the fertilizer, but if that, kind of being snarky, but. Frustrating because we had a meeting with them, and they're, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that, and they did nothing. Mm-hmm. And then they sent us a bill.
Incredibly frustrating. I think there were three of them here that night.
Yeah.
Saying that they were going to do
all of this. It's on the board meeting how they're going to fix everything and make it right.
Well, then send them the link.
And,
fix it, we'll pay you. Don't fix it.
And they did nothing after that. So,
can you pass these to Vicky? So
but we'll have a check in the thing for the next. Or actually, I went off the vote on it. Let's get them paid. All right, any other discussions? Do we have any?
Did we motion to pay those? Yes.
Yes, okay. That's already done. Anything for executive session?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Motion to go into executive session for the. Oh, by the way, before I finish this, Vicky, you did a fantastic job at the last one.
No one can say it like you, Terrence.
Motion to go into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees, courtesy of 5 ILCS 120/2, section C, subsection 1.
I'll second.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffow?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.